Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Our first recording today is the song Coquette, brought to us by Barney Bigard and his quintet from 1945. The song was written by Gus Kahn, Johnny Green, and Carmen Lombardo. And joining Barney in his quintet were Joe Thomas on trumpet, Barney Bigard himself, of course, on clarinet, Johnny Guarnieri on piano, Billy Taylor on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. And they start off, as I said, this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we're going to be listening to small jazz groups, mostly from the late 1930s through to the mid-1940s. And these are songs recorded for the major independent labels around at the time. Well, the song you've just heard with Barney Bigard and his quintet, Coquette, was recorded for the Keynote label. Now, that was founded in 1940 by Eric Bernay, and the label lasted through to the late 1940s and produced many wonderful recordings from all the great jazz artists around at the time. Our other label this morning is going to be the Commodore label, which was founded in 1938 and went on into the mid-1950s, and that was founded by Milt Gabler. Now, both of these record producers also owned record stores in New York. They moved on to create these independent labels, and we are very grateful for them doing so. We're going to have two more numbers from the Keynote label, and then we'll start on the Commodore label. Well, our next recording is from 1944. It's from a group called George Wetling's New Yorkers. Of course, George Wetling, one of the great drummers of the century, and had some wonderful talent in his group. Again, Joe Thomas on trumpet. We're going to hear Jack Teagarden on trombone, Hank D'Amico on clarinet, a tenor sax from Coleman Hawkins, Herman Chittison on piano, Billy Taylor again on bass, and of course, George on drums. He'll bring us a song written by Johnny Mercer and Richard Whiting called Too Marvelous for Words. And then we're going to have a third song from the Keynote label, this time from Irving Fasola and his Dixielanders. Irving Fasola was another clarinetist of note. Joining Irving today are Tony Dalmardo on trumpet, Julian Lane on trombone, Steve Giratano on tenor sax, Pete Lauderman on piano, Bunny Franks on bass, and Charlie Duke on drums. They'll join us with the song Someday Sweetheart, written by Benjamin Franklin and John Spikes. And that was recorded in 1945. And then we'll move over to the Commodore label. And this is the year 1943. The group is led by pianist Mel Powell. And he's also written the song they'll bring to us today, and it's called Mood at Twilight. Joining Mel in the studio that day, Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Lou McGarrity on trombone, George Berg on sax, Al Morgan on bass, and the drums are played by Kansas Fields. Three more songs, three more groups, and we'll go now to George Wetling's New Yorkers from 1944, Too Marvelous for Words. Thank you. You've just been listening to Mel Powell and his orchestra from 1943, Mood at Twilight, written by Mel himself and recorded for the Commodore label. Before Mel, we heard from Irving Fasola and his Dixielanders with the song Someday, Sweetheart, recorded in 1945. And we started out with George Wetling's New Yorkers, Too Marvelous for Words, from 1944. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. And this morning we're listening to recordings from the late 1930s through to the mid-1940s. Recordings made by small jazz groups for the independent labels. The two main labels we're listening to this morning were the Keynote label, and we've heard three from them already. And the other label, of course, is the Commodore label, founded in 1938 by Milt Gabler, and it went on till the mid-1950s. I think altogether there was about 900 songs recorded for the label, and it is a vast treasury of fantastic jazz. We have three more recordings coming up from the Commodore label. And our next three are all from 1944. First of all, we'll hear from Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers. Muggsy, one of the great fun trumpeters of the day, always sounds so lively and cheerful. Always enjoy listening to Muggsy. His group was equally wonderful. We're going to hear from Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Miff Mole on trombone, Eddie Condon guitar, Dick Carey on piano, Bob Casey on bass, and Joe Grasso on drums. The song that they're bringing to us today is Sweet Lorraine, written by Cliff Burwell and Mitchell Parrish. Our second recording in the set from another trumpeter, Hot Lips Page. Very fine trumpeter. He put in some time, I believe, with the Artie Shaw Orchestra. But he's now playing with his own group. He's on trumpet. Lucky Thompson is on tenor sax. Ace Harris on piano. John Simmons on bass, and Big Sid Catlett on drums. They'll join us with a song written by Hot Lips himself called Rocking at Ryan's. Rounding out the set, also from 1944, we'll hear pianist Eddie Haywood and his orchestra. Delightful pianist, Eddie. Always a delight to listen to. Very fine pianist. This morning he's with his group, which consists of Doc Cheatham on trumpet, Lem Davis on alto sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, himself, of course, on piano, Al Lucas on bass, and Jack Parker on drums. The song is written by the songwriting team of Davis and Palmer, and it's called Taint Me. Three recordings from the Commodore label, and we'll start with Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers, Sweet Lorraine.
Thank you.
You've just been listening to Eddie Haywood and his orchestra from 1944, Taint Me. Before that, we heard Hot Lips Page and Friends with Rocking at Ryan's, also written by the trumpeter himself, Hot Lips Page. And we started out with Muggsy Spanier and his ragtimers, Sweet Lorraine, wonderful jazz standard. Three recordings, all from 1944, for the Commodore label. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to small jazz groups in recordings from the 1930s and the 1940s for the independent jazz labels that were around at the time. Most of our recordings today are being taken from the Commodore and Keynote labels, and we will go now to Eddie Condon and his band. Now, Eddie, of course, was a great guitarist and a very active jazz entrepreneur. He had his own nightclub where he hosted many jazz artists. Well, on this recording, which is from 1939, of the song It's Right Here For You, which was written by Perry Bradford, Eddie's joined by Max Kaminsky on cornet, Pee Wee Russell again on clarinet, Brad Gowans, trombone, fine piano from Joe Bushkin, Eddie on guitar, Artie Shapiro on bass, and yes, we will hear again from George Wetling on drums. We'll go back a year to 1938 to a group led by tenor saxman Chew Berry. The group's called Chew Berry and His Little Jazz Ensemble. This is also for the Commodore label. The song they will bring us is an absolute classic, Stardust, written, of course, by Hoagie Carmichael and Mitchell Parrish. Joining Chew that day in the studio were Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Clyde Hart piano, Danny Barker on guitar, once more Artie Shapiro on bass, and again Big Sid Catlett on drums. And that will be Stardust. And staying in 1938, we're going to hear from Bud Freeman and his gang. That's the name of the group. Bud, of course, one of the great tenor sax players of the time. This is, again, the Commodore label. The song is actually written by its founder, Milt Gabler, and it's called Tapping the Commodore Till. Joining Bud are Bobby Hackett on trumpet, again, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Dave Matthews, alto sax, again, Eddie Condon on guitar, Jess Stacy on piano, once more, Artie Shapiro on bass, and the drums, oh, brought to us by the wonderful Dave Tuff. Three more recordings from the Commodore label, and we'll hear now from Eddie Condon and his band, It's Right Here For You. Thank you. Bud Freeman and his gang from 1938 with Tapping the Commodore Till, written by Milt Gabler, founder of the Commodore label, to which we are listening this morning. Before Bud, we heard from Chew Berry and his little jazz ensemble from 1938 as well, Stardust, the Hoagie Carmichael classic. And we started out with Eddie Condon and his band, It's Right Here for You, from 1939, written by Perry Bradford.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we've been listening to small jazz groups in recordings from the independent labels in the 1930s and the 1940s. The two labels we've been listening to this morning are mainly the Commodore label and the Keynote label, and we've got a few more from the Commodore label for the rest of the show. We're going to hear now from Bob Crosby's Bobcats. This was a small group carved out of the Bob Crosby Orchestra, one of the finest groups around at the time. They are going to bring us a song called Bigfoot Jump, and it's written by Bob Zirk, who also happens to be the piano player in the group. We'll hear also the trumpet of Yank Lawson, Warren Smith on trombone. Again, Irving Fasola will join us on clarinet, the wonderful Eddie Miller on tenor sax, a guitar from Nappy Lamar, Bob Haggart on bass, and the wonderful Ray Baduk on drums. Staying in that year, we will then hear from the Kansas City Six, led by Buck Clayton on trumpet, featuring the tenor sax of Lester Young. Great talent from the Count Basie Orchestra. Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Durham on guitar as well, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Going to bring us a jazz classic, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, written by Henry Creamer and Turner Layton. And 1945, and we're going to have another number from the Commodore label. Just coming up, a very fine trumpeter, Max Kaminski, and his jazz band. With, again, with Eddie Condon and George Wetling. Also Rod Kless on clarinet and Frank Orchard on trombone. Max and Friends will bring us Everybody Loves My Baby.
Thank you.
Well, we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks very much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our recordings. Do please stay with us. Randy will be joining you in a few minutes with 2 hours of fantastic jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we have one more song for you this morning, from Mel Powell and his orchestra. We've heard from them earlier in the show. We're going to hear from them again for the Commodore label from 1943. The song is When Did You Leave Heaven, written by Richard Whiting and Walter Bullock. Mel on piano, again Billy Butterfield trumpet, Benny Goodman clarinet, Lou McGarrity on trombone, George Berg on sax, Al Morgan on bass, and Kansas Field on drums. And that will be Mel Powell and his orchestra.